Steve,
good morning again.
Next one is ready to rock and roll. I'll put him on.
Who am I going to talk to?
How do I wear this thing?
Like that.
Yep. Hey.
Hello.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Who have we got here?
Kurt Mann.
G'day, Kurt Mann. How you going, mate?
Good, thanks.
And who's that next to you?
That's Reece Martin.
Tell Reece to put his head there and I'll take a photo of both of yous.
Put your head here, gonna take a photo.
Grab him by the melon. Let me see if that works. Yeah, good on yous. Hey, the boys.
Oh, yeah, they're alright. They're annoying.
How you going, Kurt?
Yeah,
nice
good.
And warm, mate?
Oh, and a little bit. It's a bit cold.
Bit cold?
Inside, it's not too bad.
Yeah?
Mm.
And what's happening outside? Is it nighttime over there?
Yeah, it's about 7 o'clock at night.
Yep.
Freezing cold.
Freezing cold, and where are you?
Where are we? What's it called? Stratford Bonhaven.
Stratford upon Haven.
Upon Haven, yeah. Whatever it's called.
I looked that up on the internet the other day because I find out how to spell Shakespeare. Because I didn't know how to spell Shakespeare before then, and I still don't.
Neither do I.
That's not going to be on the test, mate. Don't worry. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Kurt. Where are you from and what footy team you play for and all that?
From Winton originally, but I live in Longreach now. And I go to boarding school at St. Brendan's College.
Up in Townsville?
In Yeppoon.
Yep. Yeah. Do you like that?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm finished now. This is my last year, this one. Just gone.
So you've done the HSC now?
Yeah, we did. We do OP. It's different, a little bit different than HSC.
Is it?
Yeah.
The result's the same. You're out of school.
Yeah, out of school.
Cool. And what are you going to do this year? I mean, next year, mate.
Next year.
Yep.
I'm not sure. Probably. I think I might get an apprenticeship as an electrician. I'm moving to Newcastle on January 5th.
Are you going to play footy for them?
Yeah.
Cool. Are you going to play SG ball to start off with?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I hope so.
Yeah. And then hopefully get into the Toyota Cup team.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Fantastic. Well, I hope we see you running around for the Knights and the SG ball for a little while anyway.
Hope so too.
It's a good comp. So tell us a little bit about the tour so far. What have you liked and what have you not liked?
The weather. I haven't liked the weather.
No.
And the snow either, because when you walk around, your feet get wet. And I just don't like that feeling.
No, I don't blame you.
We've gone to heaps of good places. I went to like all the war memorials, the churches, everywhere. Paris, Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower was good. Let's talk about France. What did you like about France?
Not the breadsticks.
Nobody's volunteered to like that yet.
They're terrible. Can't believe they eat that for breakfast.
Every day.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever heard of a bowl of cereal.
You didn't see any Kellogg's cornflakes or anything?
Nah.
Wow, that's a bit ordinary, isn't it?
Mm.
And what about the footy, mate? Did you get to play a bit of footy over there in France?
Yeah, I played both games.
Cool.
I played in the 19s. I played a bit of everywhere. I usually play fullback, but I ended up playing a bit of second row and lock in the 19s game.
Yep.
And hooker and 17s, yeah. We just played... Oh, no, we didn't play too well, and they're totally different the way they play compared to us. Like, in Australia, we're allowed to, like, wrestle and stuff on the ground. You can't do anything here, you just get pinged.
And you got to just get straight up and play the ball.
Yeah, as soon as you hit the ground, you're up.
What's it like being on the footy field playing with other blokes that don't speak English? Like, and they're yakking away to each other in French?
Oh, it's a bit different. Doesn't bother me, though. You can say whatever you want to them, they don't understand you.
And vice versa, too.
Yeah.
Stupid kangaroo jumpers, look at them over there.
They eat frog legs anyway.
They eat frog legs and eat dark bread.
Oh, we ate some too, that was terrible. Just looking at them.
Yeah.
Little frog legs, like this. Oh, yuck.
And what did you notice about the difference between the way the French play and the way we play?
Oh, it's not a lot different, the same sort of plays and stuff, like same sort of structure. It's just that in Australia, like, we focus more on defence and stuff. They don't do much defence because we do a lot of wrestle and everything, and theirs is just a lot faster.
Right. So they're just more interested in scoring points.
Yeah.
Or getting the ball moving really quick.
Yeah.
Did you play against the Warrington team?
Yeah, I played against Warrington too.
And what did you think of the difference between the Poms and the Frenchies?
There wasn't much. Defence was a bit different, but the French were probably a bit better than Warrington.
Yeah.
We towed them up like 40-something to 6.
Yeah, I know. But if you played the French sides now, it'd be a different
result. Yeah, we would have killed the French sides.
Excuse me, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Just only been awake for about 25 minutes.
Oh. What's the time?
Tell us a little. It's 8:06 in the morning.
That's not good.
It is good. The sun's out, mate. It's a lovely day. It's been raining and we've had storms in Sydney and Brisbane for the last few days.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's a gorgeous sunny day out there. I'll have to drift on down to Cronulla Beach, the Savo. A bit of a toe wet.
Yeah.
I only tell you that because you're stuck over there in the freezing cold.
Yeah, I know. Toes get wet every day anyway.
Because the ice and snow.
Yeah, the snow melts.
So tell us about the French food, mate.
Oh, raw horse meat. That's disgusting.
And how did that did they give it to you in little tiny squares, or it's a great big T-bone full of it, or what?
No, it's like, they cut up little bits of it, and you had, like, a toothpick, and you just dug it through it and ate it. Oh, it just didn't have much of a taste, but it was just the texture.
Oh, yeah. So we let it put sauce on or anything?
Oh, nah, just had to eat it straight up.
Oh, yeah. And the frog's legs, mate?
They didn't taste that bad. I was just looking at them, little legs, eating little legs. It wasn't that good.
Yuck. Some people say it tastes like chicken, eh?
Yeah, a little bit. It's just a bit different.
Yeah? And the snails, did you hoe into them?
Yeah, they taste like prawns, but they were a bit muddy.
Oh, muddy it's prawns. Like,
yeah.
A bit of garlic.
Not much difference.
And who's who have you been hanging around with over there?
Oh, like I've been with Luke Abdulrahman. I've been with him. He's been in my room the last couple of times. Sam Foster and Reese Martin, yep. All been there too.
Good.
I've got the cereal pest in my room.
Is that Brimlow?
Nah, Robbo, Sam Foster.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a sec. Who's the funniest bloke on the tour? Kurt?
Ooh, probably, I know there's a few. Shaquille's not too bad.
Yeah?
And Jerome and Kelly.
Fantastic, and why are they so funny, just cranking up jokes all the time?
Yeah, they're just stupid things.
Oh, that's strange.
This is funny.
Tell us who's funny.
Kelly, they've been driving around throwing snowballs out the window of cars.
Oh, have they?
Out the window of their car, and they hit someone the other day, and he come up and started kicking the car or something.
Wow, that's pretty brave, a whole car full of footy players. From Australia. And who's the biggest pain in the bum, Kurt?
I'd probably say Edward Brimlow or Sam Foster.
That's 5 to Brimlow.
Foster'd have to be up there.
And Foster's up there too. That's only 1 to Foster and 5 to Brimlow for being pain in the ass, bum,
yeah.
On tour. So that's cool. And what about England, mate? What about today? What did you do? Go and see Shakespeare?
Yeah, I went down there, seen his house and stuff. It's like sort of an old sort of village, but it's not bad. It's pretty nice. Not as much snow as where we were yesterday.
Oh, you're right, okay. And how's the weather? Like tomorrow, is it going to be okay tomorrow? Have you heard on the news?
No, I haven't heard anything. We're going again tomorrow. We're only staying one night in each place and then we're going again.
Where are you off to tomorrow?
Where are we going tomorrow? Bath.
Bath? Oh, yeah, that's all right. You're actually going to have a bath in the hot springs there?
I don't know.
Jump in the water? Yeah. Why not, mate? It's the Romans used to do that a couple of thousand years ago. You can sit there and pretend you're the emperor. Just need a couple of girlies to come in with hula hula shirts on and...
Nah, I can't do that.
Good. Well, have you got a girlfriend?
Got a girl.
Good. Has she been... You been talking to her while you're on tour?
Yeah, a little bit.
Cool.
Not much.
Must be tonguing to get home.
No, I can't wait.
Next week you're home, eh? Tuesday.
Yeah.
Our
it's
time?
Like two or three more days and I'll be back.
Yeah, it's not long away, mate. You must be just about ready to jump on the big long plane for the big trip.
No, I hate the plane too.
And what did you do on the plane on the way? Have they got movies or
anything? Yeah, like I was playing Super Mario. They got little games on there and movies and stuff. So I watched about 8 movies.
Oh, yeah. Takes a long time, doesn't it?
It's terrible.
Long way. Cool, mate. So do you want to say goodbye to your friends and your family? And
yeah, I'll just say hello to Mum and Dad and my sister and brother and my girlfriend, Antoinette.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thanks heaps for your time, mate. I'll ring you back shortly and talk to somebody else, eh?
All right.
Give me, say, 3 minutes this time.
All right, too easy.
Thanks, Kurt. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye. Cheers, man.